The whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Άλαν Μένκεν, Beauty and the Beast, η ωραία και το τέρας.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. But then, one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from the bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old woman away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. And when he dismissed her again, the old woman's ugliness melted away to reveal a beautiful enchantress. The prince tried to apologize, but it was too late, for she had seen that there was no love in his heart. As punishment, she transformed him into a hideous beast and placed a powerful spell on the castle and all who lived there. Monstrous form, the beast concealed himself inside his castle with a magic mirror as his only window to the outside world. The rose she had offered was truly an enchanted rose, which would bloom for many years. If he could learn to love another and earn their love in return by the time the last petal fell, then the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope, for who could ever learn to love a beast?
Little town, it's a quiet village. Every day like the one before. Little town, full of little people, waking up to say
bonjour,
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 bonjour.
There goes the baker with his tray like always. Same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just the same, since the morning that we came to this poor provincial town.
Good morning, Belle.
Oh, good morning, monsieur.
And where are you off to today?
The bookshop. I just finished the most wonderful story about a beanstalk.
That's
and
nice.
An ogre.
Marie, the baguettes, hurry up.
Look, there she goes, the girl is strange. No,
the book I borrowed.
Finished already?
Oh, I couldn't put it down. Have you got anything new?
Not since yesterday.
That's all right. I'll borrow this one.
That one? But you've read it twice.
Well, it's my favorite. Far off places, daring sword fights, magic spells, a prince in disguise.
If you like it all that much, it's yours.
Sir.
I insist.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Look, there she goes. The girl is so peculiar. I wonder if she's feeling well.
With a dreamy, far-off look.
And her nose sunk in a book.
What a puzzle to the rest of us has been.
Oh, isn't this amazing? It's my favorite part because you'll see. Chapter 3.
Now it's no wonder that her name means beauty. Her looks have got no parallel.
But behind that fair facade, I'm afraid she's rather odd.
Very different from the rest of us.
She's nothing like the rest of us. Yes, different from the rest of us. She's Belle.
I got it, Gaston. Wow! You didn't miss a shot, Gaston. You're the greatest hunter in the whole world.
I know.
No beast alive stands a chance against you. And no girl, for that matter.
It's true, LeFou. And I've got my sights set on that one.
The inventor's daughter?
She's the one. The lucky girl I'm going to marry.
But she's the
most beautiful girl in town.
I know,
that
but...
makes her the best. And don't I deserve the best?
Of course you do.
Right from the moment when I met her, saw her, I said she's gorgeous and I fell. Here in town there's only she who's as beautiful as me. So I'm making plans to woo and marry Belle.
Μια φορά και έναν καιρό, που ήταν συγκεκριμένα στις αρχές της χρυσής δεκαετίας του 90, η Disney ξαναγεννήθηκε από τις στάχτες της. Η Ωραία και το Τέρας δεν ήταν μόνο από τις πρώτες παραγωγές κινουμένων σχεδίων αυτής της αναγέννησης, ήταν και ένα από τα πρώτα έργα που οι παραγωγοί σκέφτηκαν να μεταφέρουν επί σκηνής και τόλμησαν να το οραματιστούν στη συγκεκριμένη σκηνή του Broadway. Και μάλιστα, ασυνήθιστα γρήγορα. Η πρεμιέρα στο Palace Theatre έγινε 3 μόλις χρόνια μετά την κυκλοφορία και φυσικά την τεράστια επιτυχία της ταινίας κινουμένων σχεδίων. Έτσι εγγενιάστηκε μια σειρά από musicals που είχε ως βάση ταινίες καρτούν της Disney. Και μετά την Ωραία και το Τέρας, τη σειρά τους για οντισιόν θα έπαιρναν πολλοί ακόμα ήρωες.
Pumpkin, extend with me. We'll be raising sons galore.
Inconceivable.
Each built 6'4".
Unbelievable.
Each one stuffed with every Gaston gene.
I'm not hearing
You'll
this.
Be keeping house with pride.
Just incredible.
Each day gratified
so unwinnable.
That you are part of this idyllic scene. Picture this, a rustic hunting lodge. My latest kill, roasting over the fire. my little wife, massaging my feet, while the little ones play on the floor with the dogs. Oh, we'll have 6 or 7.
Dogs?
No, Belle. Strapping boys, like me.
Imagine that.
I can see that we will share all that love implies. We shall be the perfect pair, rather like my thighs. You are face to face with destiny. All roads lead to the best things in life are all's well that ends with me. Escape me, there's no way, certain as Dore, Belle, when you marry. So, Belle, what'll it be? Is it yes or is it... oh, yes.
I just don't deserve you.
Who does? Me!
But thanks for asking.
Oh, cheer up, child. It'll turn out all right in the end. You'll see. I hope that we'll be friends, though I don't know you well. If anyone can make the most of living here, then, Belle, it's you. And who knows? You may find home here, too.
She thinks she is. That girl is tangled with the wrong man.
Darn right.
No one says no to Gaston. Dismissed, rejected, publicly humiliated. It's more than I can bear.
More beer?
What for? Nothing helps. I'm disgraced.
Who, you? Never. Gaston, you gotta pull yourself together. Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here'd like to be you, Gaston, even when taking your lumps. There's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you, and it's not very hard to see why. No one's slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston. No one's neck's as incredibly thick as Gaston. For there's no man in town half as manly. Perfect, a pure paragon. Ooh, you can ask any Tom, Dick, or Stanley, and they'll tell you whose team they prefer to be on.
No one's thick like Gaston. I can't.
Like Gaston.
As a specimen, yes, I'm intimidating.
By what I got, like Gaston.
Goodbye, the rising world.
Gaston is the best, and the rest is all grit.
Ow!
No one fights like Gaston, thousands fights like Gaston.
In a wrestling match, nobody fights like Gaston.
As you see, I've got biceps to spare.
Not a bit of him scraggly or scrawny.
That's right, and every last inch of me's covered with hair.
No one hits like Gaston, not just spits like Gaston.
In a spitting match, nobody spits like Gaston.
I'm especially good at expectorating. 3!
And one for Gaston.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large. And now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs, so I'm roughly the size of a barge. There's plenty for all.
I simply made one careless wrong decision, and then that witch was gone and left me in this state, an object of revulsion and derision. Hated, is there no one who can show me how to win the world's forgiveness?
That we welcome you here tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Shelley, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or dry, why, we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff.
Oh, it's delicious.
Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and a dinner here is never second best. Go on and fill your menu, take a glass, and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding en flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. Oh, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bet. Come on and lift your glass. You want your own free bathroom. Be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fun dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
Try the soup with the crew from Loopy Loop.
It's a treat for any
For a servant who's not serving, he's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly, those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skin. Most days we just lay around the castle, flabby, fat, and lazy. You walked in it, oops-a-daisy.
Make her love me. I can't love her, then who? Long ago I should have seen all the things I could have been. Careless and unthinking, I moved onward. No point anymore if I can't love her. No spirit could win me, no hope left within me. Hope I could have loved her and that she'd set me free. But it's not to be. If I can't love her, let the world be done with me.
Αν λοιπόν ακούτε ένα σκοτεινό τερατόμορφο ήρωα να τραγουδά μαζί με μια νεαρή πεντάμορφη κοπέλα, δεν σημαίνει απαραίτητα πως παρακολουθείτε το Phantom of the Opera. Η Ωραία και το Τέρας, το musical, ξεκίνησε το ταξίδι του στο Theater Under the Stars του Houston το 1993 και δεν σταμάτησε να γεμίζει αίθουσες σε όλον τον κόσμο μέχρι τις μέρες μας. Γιατί η σκηνική version του έργου, ο συνθέτης Alan Menken έγραψε άλλα 6 τραγούδια, ενώ η λιμπρετίστα Linda Wolverton προσέθεσε ακόμα μερικά στοιχεία στην ιστορία, ώστε να κάνει εκτενέστερη την προϊστορία του πρωταγωνιστή Τέρατος. Να σημειώσουμε ότι σήμερα περιοριζόμαστε στη συγκεκριμένη Broadway έκδοση. Η μουσική της ταινίας κινουμένων σχεδίων του 1991, όπως και η μουσική και τα τραγούδια για την ταινία του 2017, θα μας απασχολήσουν ευχάριστα σε μελλοντική μας εκπομπή.
Bell, I have something to show you, but first you have to close your eyes. It's a surprise!
May I open them?
All right. All right. No!
I've seen so many books in my whole life.
You like it?
It's wonderful.
It's yours. That's all right.
No, really. You read it.
Oh, no, you.
No, you.
No. I can't.
You never learned to read?
Only a little and long ago. Oh.
Well, it just so happens that this is the perfect book to read aloud. Come here. Sit by me.
Well, who'd have thought?
Well, bless my soul.
Well, who'd have known?
Well, who indeed?
And who'd have guessed they'd come together on their own?
It's so peculiar. Wait and see.
A few days more. There may be something there that wasn't there before.
There's something there that wasn't there before.
What?
There may be something there that wasn't there before.
What's there, Mama?
Shh. I'll tell you when you're older. Come along, Chip. Let's give them some privacy.
Mama?
Yes, Chip.
Will I ever get to be a boy again?
I hope so.
When will I know?
Soon. If it's to be, it'll be very soon now. Come along, son.
Knowing not that this was indeed the legendary sword called Excalibur, Arthur tried to pull it from the stone. He tried once, to no avail. He tried a second time, but still he could not pull it out. Then, for the third time, Arthur drew forth the sword.
So that must mean he's the king!
Wait and see.
I never knew books could do that.
Do what?
Take me away from this place. Make me forget for a little while.
Forget?
Who I... what I am.
We have something in common, you know.
What is that?
In the town where I come from, the people think I'm odd.
You?
So I know how it feels to be different. And I know how lonely that can be. Arthur drew forth the sword, and there arose from the people a great shout. Arthur is king.
Told you so.
Ah, oui, my friends. The day we have waited for may be at hand.
Oh, if only that were true, Lumiere.
Ah, human again.
Human again.
Yes. Think what that means. I'll be cooking again, be good looking again, with a mademoiselle on each arm. When I'm human again, only human again, poised and polished and gleaming with charm. I'll be courting again, chic and sporting again,
which should cause several husbands alarm.
I'll hunt down off the shelf
and too sweet be myself.
I can't wait to be human again.
When we're human again, only human again, when we're knick-knacks and whatnots no more.
Little push, little shove, make it whoosh, fall in love.
Oh, Sherry, won't it all be top drawer? I'll wear lipstick and rouge and I won't be so huge. Why, I'll easily fit through that door. I'll exude savoir-faire, I'll wear gowns, I'll have hair. It's my prayer to be human again.
When I'm human again, only human again, when the world once more starts making sense, I'll unwind for a change.
Really? That'd be strange.
Can I help it if I'm tense? In a shack by the sea, I'll sit back sipping tea, let my early retirement commence. Far from fools made of wax, I'll get down to brass tacks and relax.
When I'm human again.
Door.
I'll learn to sit, dust, pale, and gloom. If it all goes as planned, our time may be at hand any day.
Arthur was slain, she stole away to a convent, and no one could ever make her smile again. The end.
What a beautiful story.
Oh, I knew you would like it. I would like to ask you for something.
What's that?
A second chance. Would you have dinner with me tonight?
Dinner? Me? With you? Well, that would be, I mean... Oh, yes!
When we're human again, only human again. When the girl finally sets us all free. She's not human again, we're us human again. We'll resume our long lost wannabe. We'll be playing again, holidaying again. And we'll bring it say as in vain. When we cast off this ball, this man straight, we'll walk tall. When we're all that we were, thanks to him, thanks to us. Walking closer and closer and closer and closer.
Then the time has come for a murky plan,
for which he turns to a murky man.
Find that fiend where better than
at the Maison de Lune.
You'll be strapping up an inmate
very tightly
very soon, but we won't bring him in late.
Your check-in time's noon.
How sad, Maurice is not too well.
Prepare a 5-star padded cell and book him in for a long, long spell
at the Maison de Lune.
Do I make myself entirely clear?
It's the simplest deal of your whole foul career.
Put Maurice away and she'll be here in moments.
In a dreadful state.
She'll capitulate to me.
Oh, 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 I love incarceration. I could lock up a platoon.
Hey, we'll apply your inclination to a man old buffoon.
Then wave one bachelor goodbye.
She'll be my bride.
She'd rather die than have her daddy ossify.
The time's opportune.
So book the church raised glasses high to the Maison de
cheaper. No point anymore
if she can't love me. No hope she would do so, no dream to pursue. So I look to myself, despise all the things I see, for I know that she cannot set me free. Let the world be done with.
Show me the beast.
That's him, that's him.
Is he dangerous?
Oh no, no, he'd never hurt anyone. I know he looks frightful, but he's really very gentle and kind. He's my friend.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you had feelings for this monster.
He's not the monster, Gaston. You are.
She's as crazy as the old man. She says this creature is her friend. Well, I've hunted wild beasts, and I've seen what they can do. The beast will make off with your children.
No.
He'll come after them in the night.
No, he would never.
Forget the old man, I say. We kill the beast.
Yeah. He'll take until he's dead.
He'll come stalking us at night.
Set to sacrifice our children to his monstrous appetite.
He'll wreak havoc on our village if we let him wander free.
So it's time to take some action, boys. It's time to follow me. Through the mist, through the wood, through the darkness and the shadows, it's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer, then we're there at the drawbridge of a castle, and there's something truly terrible inside. It's a beast, he's got fangs, razor sharp ones, massive paws, killer claws for the beast. Hear him roar, see him foam, but we're not coming home till he's dead. Good enough! Kill the beast!
I won't let you do this!
Try and stop us!
Oh, Papa, this is all my fault. I have to go back and warn him.
I'm coming with you.
No.
I lost you once. I won't lose you again.
Then we better hurry.
We'll rid the village of this beast. Who's with me?
I am!
Light your torch, mount your horse.
Through your courage to the sticking place.
We're counting on your song to lead the way.
Through a mist, through a wood, we're in a haunted castle. Something's lurking that you don't see every day.
It's a beast, but as tall as a mountain. We won't rest till he's good and deceased. Sally forth, sally home, grab your sword, grab your bow. Praise the Lord, and here we go. We don't like what we don't understand. The fright that scares us, and this monster is mysterious at least. Bring your guns, bring your knives, save your children and your wife. We'll save our village and our lives.
We'll kill the beast! Cut down a tree and make it a big one. Take whatever booty you can find, but remember the beast is mine!
What's a place that is high? We're marching into battle of a freedom that the dangers has increased. Raise a flag, sing a song, here we come, we're 50 strong, and 50 friends, we can't be wrong! Let's kill the beast!
Sooner.
Maybe it's better this way.
No, don't talk like that. We're together now. Everything will be fine.
At least I got to see you one last time.
We are home. We are where we shall be forever. Trust in me. For you know I won't run away from today. This is all that I need, and all that I need to say. Don't you know how you've changed me? Strange how I finally see. You're my home. Stay with me. No. No, please. Don't leave me. I love you.
Thank you.
don't you recognize the beast within the man who's here before you?
It is you.
Με το original Broadway cast της πρεμιέρας του έργου το 1994 ταξιδέψαμε και εμείς απόψε στη χώρα της ομορφιάς και της μαγείας παρέα με μια πεντάμορφη και ένα τέρας. Ραντεβού με τη μούσα του musical την επόμενη εβδομάδα για ακόμα περισσότερη μουσική, για ακόμα περισσότερη μαγεία. Φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτεριλιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκληση.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Dance with me?
Oh no, I don't
dance with her.
Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. As the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime.
Good night, love.